Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, it's time for Business Leaders of Today. Business Leaders of Today is presented by Tess Turin, Digital Account Executive with CBS Local, and Chris Horn, co-founder of Vocal Logic.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to Business Leaders of Today, our show introducing the brightest, sharpest, and best business leaders around the great city of Atlanta, Georgia. I'm Chris Horn with Vocal Logic, your business telephone specialist, and here with me is Tess Turin with CBS Local Media. Good morning, Tess.
Good morning, Chris. How are you?
Not too bad.
How was that drive-in?
It took 5 minutes, so it was
rough. I'm jealous. Took me longer than expected, but yeah. I'm especially happy today because today, I don't know if everybody knows this, but today is the first day of spring.
Yes.
Did everybody know that?
I can't tell.
I didn't know. I didn't know that until my 7.5-year-old told me. So, with that being said, each week we like to do testimonies and chrisisms. Mm-hmm. And this week, in honor of spring, to all the entrepreneurs and the people that are out there working 2 and 3 jobs, stop and smell the flowers. You know, life is hectic enough, but it's just the little things in life that make all the hard work worthwhile. So that's my testimony for the week, is just stop and smell the flowers.
All right. Well, as far as a criticism is concerned, I would have to say that mine would be is going along. Sorry, it's not good to laugh before you say it. When you're posting something on social media or Facebook, or you're typing something and you see red squiggly lines underneath the word, do you know what that means?
What does it mean?
No, really. Do you know what it means?
Misspelled words.
Misspelled words. All right. See, we're teaching people stuff. That's good. All right. So misspelled words. So if you type something and there is red squiggly lines on it, do not assume that you know better than the computer. Okay. Check the spelling of the word. I've noticed a lot with especially media companies lately, like the news, mm-hmm. I guess. That's it. That's all I got. All right. So...
Love it, Chris.
All right, so we have an excellent show for you guys today. Our guests in the studio include Zaron Turlington with Atlanta Business Journal, and we have Satonia with Satonia Inc., and Jamario is Jamario with In the House with Jamario. We're going to start with you, Zaron, with Atlanta Business Journal. Tell me about... the Atlanta Business Journal has been a staple in Atlanta for over 20 years. Tell us what makes Atlanta Business Journal a trusted publication for the business community.
Well, thanks, Chris. The Atlanta Business Journal, as you know, of course, we have had a couple of decades of experience here in Atlanta. The thing that I think separates us from other publications is our commitment to understanding the trends of the industry, specifically Georgia trends. We focus a lot on profiling business owners, giving them a voice in, especially diverse communities, African-American, Indian, and even Asian communities. And we have a series of events that we do as well, the Georgia Minority Business Awards, which supports that opportunity to expose business owners throughout Georgia. And we have a number of great things that are going on in Georgia as it relates to small business opportunities. And we feel like this is a great place to celebrate it. And I think we've been acknowledged by the community for that commitment to helping to share that voice.
All right, very nice. So if someone's, interested in getting involved with that, like, I'm assuming your website would be the first place to start?
Exactly. The ATLBusinessJournal.com is our website address. We also have a forum on LinkedIn, and you can access that by typing in Atlanta Business Journal on LinkedIn. We are very focused on providing events and resources for the community to share their celebrate, if you will, their accomplishments. And so that's why we recently, last Thursday, had the Georgia Minority Business Awards, where we recognized 13 business owners and leaders in the community.
I had the privilege to attend that event. And I have to say, Zaron, it was very well put together, from the entertainment to the food and just really the whole atmosphere. Great networking. I've met a lot of wonderful people, some in the room right now. So I have to say, it was some of these events could be pretty, how can I say this, politely dry in the Atlanta area, because I attend a lot of them, but this one was full of life and vibrant people and entrepreneurs, and everybody just wanted to help one another in the room. And some of the, you know, some of the people that spoke were just, you know, top leaders, really. The CEO of Girl Scouts of America was there. The one of the top executives for
Lockheed Martin?
Yeah, he was the guest speaker.
Lee Ryan.
Right, mm-hmm. The key speaker, right?
Yes, he was
the keynote. What a wonderful speech he put on.
Yes.
It was great. So, yeah, kudos to you guys for putting on a wonderful event.
Thank you.
Back to the magazine, though. I got a copy in my hand right now, and I have to say it's gorgeous. It's very well put together. Can you give me for the people that are maybe out there listening that are not familiar with the magazine, can you give me the circulation of this, and where can people pick up a copy? Is there a subscription that's involved? How does this work?
Yes, the Atlanta Business Journal is circulated throughout Georgia, and we even have customers that are outside of Georgia, of course, because there's such an interest in businesses establishing a presence here in Georgia. So our distribution is in New York and LA. We have some really large markets that are attracted to Georgia and Atlanta specifically as it relates to business. And so we have over 500 locations here in Georgia that you can access our publication. Or if you go online to our website, atlbusinessjournal.com, you can actually subscribe to the publication.
And get it delivered to your home each month?
Absolutely.
Wonderful.
Absolutely. Yes.
So you recently joined Atlanta Business Journal as a co-publisher.
Yes.
So tell us about your career path and why you chose to take that position.
Yes, sure. I actually spent about 15 years in the technology field, worked at Home Depot, Delta Airlines, IBM, UPS, a number of corporations. And while I was at many of these corporations, I was responsible for building enterprise portal technology, which, of course, allows you to customize and tailor your message to various users. It allowed me to get a lot of experience about user demographics, understanding how to communicate to different levels of leadership, management, as well as frontline employees. And I also helped to lead a number of initiatives as Delta was coming out of bankruptcy. I was responsible for actually the Delta rebranding efforts in terms of communicating that out to customers, to employees, and we also posted a lot of information out on the Delta.com site for shareholders. So I, after doing that for, like I said, about 15 years in corporate, I came out of corporate and started a company called Full Circle Group. And Full Circle Group was really my opportunity to expand in the technology space from a consulting perspective. And then I also started to work with a couple of nonprofits. And as I was, you know, doing this work and working with the Atlanta Metropolitan Black Chamber of Commerce, I started realizing that some of the skills that I had gained in corporate were ideal for small businesses. In many cases, they felt they couldn't afford the services because, you know, I would name some of the big brands that they work with, that I work with, and they'd say, okay, we can't afford to even talk to you. And so I just, you know, tried to find ways where I could still provide resources and information. And the Atlanta Business Journal became one of those vehicles. And I talked to the founder, Mr. Creed Pinnell, and he felt like it would be a good fit for me to come in and really build out the interactive and new media components of the Atlanta Business Journal. And of course, I got a very interesting background and story, if you will, in terms of my career path. And so I felt it would be good to listen to others and allow them to share their voice as well.
I got you. So when you went out on your own, did you feel like you had a lot more freedom to kind of tailor some of the things that you've learned without the restrictions of working under someone?
Yeah.
And did that really help benefit what you were doing?
Yeah, I always kind of felt like I was an entrepreneur at heart, right? From the time I was in college, and I had a moving company with a partner of mine. We realized that students every year during the summertime, they couldn't figure out where they're going to take their stuff, if they're going to take it back home, if they're going to put it in storage. And so, you know, I'm a guy who kind of looks at opportunities and try to come up with solutions. And I think that's helped me in my my career path as well as just from an entrepreneurial perspective. And so, yes, I think once I came out of corporate, I realized that there are a lot of small businesses, unfortunately, struggling in terms of getting their message out. Even on the social media side, they don't know which vehicles to use. They don't know if they need a website or, you know, maybe an Instagram page or, you know, if they need maybe, you know, a Facebook site versus Twitter. So, you know, that's something that we provide insight and support with as it relates to small businesses. And then, of course, with the Atlanta Business Journal, it allows us to have a profile of the business and give them an opportunity to really talk about what their needs are.
Well, you're listening to Business Leaders of Today with Tess Turin, your Atlanta marketing lady, and Chris Horn, your business telephone specialist. And we are speaking with Zoran, co-publisher of Atlanta Business Journal. So Zoran, you know, this is a quarterly publication. It changes up each quarter. So how do you keep on top of the, you know, news and the constant change in information throughout the markets with the publication?
Exactly. Great question. And as you know, nowadays with the use of social media, there is a big push to see content immediately. And so we know that that is always a challenge because when people, you know, look at what's available through some of the major news networks as well as social media, they're able to get instant content. But where our focus is more on telling more of a backdrop to a lot of the, you know, business leaders in the community in terms of getting a better picture of who they are and what their business does. And how they can, you know, learn how you can learn more as a reader about that business. And so a lot of our articles are features as well as the business profiles. They are really targeted around trends in the industry. And so we won't necessarily cover a breaking, you know, news story in terms of, you know, the last episode of Empire or something like that. But, but you know, but we do go in depth with, like our cover story is about Mr. Reginald Davis, who is an executive vice president at SunTrust. And he is rolling out a lot of new innovation and technology at SunTrust. You know, which is important, I think, to business owners as they start to select a financial services partner for their business and to think about their business financing. And so we talk about that. We actually have a travel section as well. So it's not just business. It's also a leisure component. And I actually contributed this issue with an article about Costa Rica. And, you know, so I get a chance to have a little fun as well in addition to business conversations.
You know, being in marketing myself, I'm sure you've heard the term content is king. And I have to say, the content in this magazine is engaging, for sure.
Thank you.
And you have wonderful articles about some of the top leaders in the Atlanta area. Great, great magazine.
I always thought it was cash is king.
In your world, probably.
Oh, okay.
Chris.
All right. I guess that could be interchanged. So the Atlanta Business Journal sponsors several events in Atlanta. Tell us about some of the events that, you know, that you sponsor and why.
Sure. You know, as we look at our readership and the community as a whole, a lot of times the business leaders in our community are looking for opportunities and outlets to promote and market their services and their products. And so recently, of course, we had the Georgia Minority Business Awards as an opportunity to celebrate some of our leaders in the community. But, you know, we also have the Boomers Expo, which we're going to do for the first time this year. As you know, there are about 77 million baby boomers in this country. We have probably one in four individuals who are boomers, so about a quarter of our population. And then additionally, Georgia is the third fastest growing population as far as where boomers like to settle. And it may have a lot to do with the airport, and you know, because a lot of boomers take trips about four a year,
right,
as it relates to traveling. So our goal is to really celebrate the opportunity to do business with boomers, to educate and inform them. We're going to have an event on October the 10th, which is on a Saturday, all day from 9 until about 5 p.m. And it's going to be centered around, you know, some of the great things that we do with some of our other events, like the Gospel Choice Awards and also the Georgia Minority Business Awards, where we have entertainment. We have business leaders who would participate, community leaders, as well as government entities. So we're excited about that, and we're looking forward to it.
I'm definitely going to be at that event, for sure, the Baby Boomer event. But for those that are listening out there that might want to attend the event or maybe even sponsor the event, what is the best way to, just get more information in regards to it?
Thank you, Tess. That's great. The best way to learn more about what we're doing to participate is to go to our website, which is the T-H-E Boomers, B-O-O-M-E-R-S Expo. And that's .com, theboomersexpo.com. It has everything from the registration process. And the good thing about it is a free event to attend. The exhibit space is available. We're looking at maybe over 100 exhibitors. And also we're looking for title sponsors and other supporters. We've actually secured a few sponsors already, and we're definitely looking for more to, give us a lot more, opportunity for, providing services and giveaways to our attendees.
Yeah, what would the attendees expect at this expo?
Yeah, we have five sections for the as far as the exhibits. One section is the what we call the business hub area. This is where, if you're interested in getting financial support for your business, if you're interested in starting a business, or if you just want to be aware of financial literacy, that will be one of what we call a gallery or corridor, right? Mm-hmm. Another corridor that we have is a health and wellness section, which will allow people, boomers, unfortunately, hepatitis C is a big issue in the baby boomer community. Mm-hmm. And so we're going to have health professionals, we're going to have a doctor's panel, and we're going to basically allow people to be informed and educated about, health and wellness opportunities. We will also have a section that deals with technology. So we call it Tech Square. In Tech Square,
very
you'll
cool.
have, you'll have an opportunity to see some of the latest gadgets that are out there. Boomers enjoy, playing with their gadgets, the iPhones and so forth. And we plan to have some giveaways there as well. And then the other two sections, we have one area called Forever Young. So Forever Young is really targeted to our boomers who enjoy traveling. And like I said, they take about four trips a year on average. And so we're going to have travel agencies there. We'll have hopefully some sponsors who have products for people who like to travel, like hiking and bike riding and so forth. So we're looking for sponsors who enjoy, promoting and offering those types of products. And then our last section actually is a section that deals with skill sharing. And when we talk about skill sharing, as you know, our workforce in Georgia is aging very rapidly. And as you lose those types of employees from the workforce, unfortunately, that knowledge is not always shared and transferred on to the next set of employees, the millennials in some cases. And so what we're doing is we're offering an opportunity for businesses that are looking for skilled employees to come and help them with their business. And we're recommending that boomers get involved to offer those services. We all know someone who's probably in their 50s or 60s that may not necessarily feel like, going fishing every day. They still have, great mind and great skills that they can offer. And we want to allow them to share their experience. And then we also want to do some project building and allow people to learn new skills in that particular corridor. So we're excited about the Boomers Expo.
Great concept.
Yeah. Well, Zoran, I really appreciate you coming on today. Can you give us the web address one more time in case people want to get some more information?
Sure, absolutely. For the Boomers Expo, of course, you can go to theboomersexpo.com. And then for the Atlanta Business Journal, which we also have an ad for the Boomers Expo on the site, you can go to atlbusinessjournal.com.
All right, great. Thanks. All right, you're listening to Business Leaders of Today with Chris Horn from FocalLogic, your business telephone specialist, and Tess Turin, your Atlanta marketing lady. Next, we have Cetonia.
Yes.
With Cetonia Inc.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
I'm good. Tell me a little bit about Cetonia Inc.
Cetonia Inc. Well, after spending, oh gosh, more than two decades in the media business, I had to have an umbrella, something to bring it all in together with radio, television, films. And as you can imagine, I was even doing a little bit of modeling at one point. I don't ask, I'm too short, but maybe a little bit of print modeling maybe. But right. So just trying to find an umbrella to put all those things under and to give me a platform in which I could control it all and possibly, you know, format it into my own brand and my own thing realistically instead of just like a segment of someone else's show, i.e., you know, when I was at V103 and everything being under that umbrella. So I kind of wanted to branch out on my own, and I figure I'll start here to get everything organized. And then I realized that, okay, most of the stuff that I'm doing is up under Cetonia Inc. versus my actual job. Mm-hmm. So yeah, so just kind of, it was born from there and just trying to build and grow from there.
So Cetonia, tell the listeners out there some of the projects that you've done in the past here local to Atlanta market.
Oh gosh. Well, I've done LeBron's new television series, his basketball series, and then I did a taping for Tyler Perry. As far as Cetonia Live goes, we've been everywhere, and I'm basically, as I was talking to you earlier, we're trying to get the show on the CW, so hopefully that will all come into play.
I'm working on it.
Yes, because we just want to give you an insight look at Atlanta. So we've done a lot of different projects. I've done everything from covering the BET Awards to the Grammys, invites to Oprah's The Life You Want Weekend, most recently the Trumpet Awards, and we're covering the Atlanta Film Festival this weekend. So we're right a very wide range, and my partner here, we're also working on a documentary on body modification. So it's very broad, and that's one point of Cetonia Inc. to bring it all in so we can put it in different divisions and get it all out there so it makes sense. But a little bit of everything, and then you add the radio and the television and the films, and also working on The Hills, which is being shot in Atlanta this month and a little bit of next month. And that's going to be distributed by Sony once it's all said and done. So I'm excited about that. And
so basically, you're not busy at all.
Yeah, right.
At all.
Right. My brain is all over the place. It's like I was joking last week. I was saying I'm trying to keep up with all of the thoughts and the colors and the creativity. It's hard. So, and it's definitely hard doing it by yourself. And that's another thing that I've learned on this journey and becoming an entrepreneur. You cannot do it by yourself.
Right.
Like, you've got to have all your pieces in place and
there's
a team.
There's only so much time in the day.
Yes. Right. Yeah. If I had a clone, I would be, right. I would be okay.
It's
but
it's not even so much time as it is like mental energy.
Yeah.
Like,
you can
have all the time in the world, but if you're just sitting there staring at the wall and you can't come up with anything, it's
not going to happen.
It becomes more and more frustrating because now you've wasted all this time, and then you're thinking about all the time you wasted, and you waste more time.
And then, you know, and then on top of all of the TV stuff, I have the sports stuff. I really, when I was,
go
a lot
Panthers,
about that,
right?
Yes. You know, we'll take the Panthers, but we got to keep it local.
Yeah, well,
so
I mean,
like,
that shot last night, though,
it was
unbelievable.
Good. It was good. I'm glad you're watching.
Well,
yeah.
I'll be honest with you. I just seen the headline.
Hey, at
I
least you know
like
what's
I
going
know what
on. Yes,
about,
you
though,
had
right?
me convinced. But yeah, so that's another division. I really, when I started working for 92.9 The Game, I really fell in love with sports reporting. So as I continue my journey, I was thinking if I could grab a more of an ownership, you know, of what I'm doing in that market as well. So that's what I'm working on with Sportswire Magazine. So hopefully right now we're at sportswiremag.com and we're working on the magazine aspect and the TV aspect. It'll probably be a segment on Cetonia Live. So yeah, just working on bringing all those things together to entertain Atlanta and just to show them what's going on in the city. And you know, and it is like a little Hollywood, and it is a little sports
for sure
market. I mean, everything you want to do, you can do it right here in Atlanta. So we just want to show everyone.
It's unbelievable. I mean, I've been here for 5 years, so I'm new to, you know, to the Atlanta market. But within the last 5 years, this place has exploded.
It's crazy.
In the entertainment and music business all together.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very exciting, though.
Very
exciting for the city.
And that's a whole different avenue to the music with all the festivals that come in and out of town and the concerts. I mean, it is like Atlanta's a melting pot of all things creative.
Hollywood
and
of the South.
Yeah, it is. It really is. It really is. So
you've mentioned a ton of things.
Yes.
In a very short amount of time. So let's backtrack it a little bit. Tell me a little bit about your background. Like, what did you start with?
Oh, man. I actually started doing television when I was 17 years old. Wow. I was at a basketball game. And a producer approached me, and he was like, "Oh, I think you're cute. you know, do you want to, are you interested in being on television?
And it was legit.
And I'm like, just like that, huh? So I'm like, okay, I wanted to be
That's how they're found.
Yeah, it was weird. At the time, I wanted to be a teacher. But, you know, running my mouth runs in the family, so I've got the gift to gab. So when I first met the microphone and the camera, I fell in love. It was just an instant. Yeah. And I was like, ooh, I like this. And then even the behind the scenes, the editing, the producing, the writing, like, I love it all. And watching it all come together, it just, man, it moved me in a way that I was like, okay, no longer want to be a teacher. We're going to go for broadcast journalism. So started out television when I was 17, and it was a local show called Video Vision. So it was a like BET MTV, mm-hmm. and it was a local show, but we had major market appeal. So we went everywhere, heavy experience learning how to run the teleprompters and read them, which can be a task for some people. Just so it was a great learning experience. So as I moved into college, I was prepared to really take on the world of journalism. And then once I got to college, someone saw me on television and asked me if I was interested in radio. So I started my radio career when I was 20, and I've always just done both. So now here we are. I won't exactly tell my age, but here we are, you know.
3 years later.
Yeah, 3 years later. and yeah, to say that I've been able to make a career out of it it's pleasing. And it's fun because, you know, it's like the classic saying goes, when you're doing something that you love, it's not work. So it's like I often find myself just spending hours working on this stuff. And I'm exhausted, but it's going to be well worth it, you know, when everything comes together and can see it all. Yeah.
Spoken like a true entrepreneur.
Trying to be. Love it.
All right. So you have Sitonia Live.
Yes.
The media firm.
Yes.
Sportswire magazine.
Yes.
The More Help Foundation of Atlanta.
Yes. Can't leave out my philanthropy yet.
All right.
I'm like a charity. I love charity. Yeah.
You got to give back.
I got to give back.
All right. So let's talk about the Hills for a second.
Okay. Yes.
Tell me about your first press event.
Okay. That was awesome because I came into this project thinking that I was just going to play the character of Dr. Gavin. Mm-hmm. But then, of course, they're looking at my background and they're like, well, you're from Atlanta. So, you know, maybe you could handle some of the media stuff for us and do a little press event for us. I had never done anything like that in that aspect where I put it together. So I was like, okay, this will be the first job for the media firm, so to speak, the press department. So I, it's amazing how one little paragraph for a media invite can drive you insane. Oh my gosh. But to make sure that it's worded correctly and then to get it out to everyone and so many emails and letters and then she's really good with
now who's she?
She is Danielle. This is my partner, and okay. She was producer for the Ryan Cameron Morning Show. So she's very familiar with booking and that aspect of putting things together. So I snatched her up quickly and I said, I need you to help me do this. So pull out your Rolodex. Let's get this, you know, invitation out. And she went through her Rolodex. I went through my Rolodex. We listed another friend who does the same thing. And between the three of us, we were able to send out quite a bit. So the event turned out very well. A lot of press showed up and I was shocked because it was my first one. And and it worked out very well. So excited about that.
Don't you love social media?
Yeah, you got to love it because I'm telling you, everyone's at your fingertips, like everyone. You can find anyone and everyone is really at your fingertips. So that was exciting. And then, of course, the film stars Claudia Jordan from The Real Housewives of Atlanta. And then Cuba Gooding Jr., his brother Omar is a lead character. Clifton Powell, who's been seen in a lot of movies, including a lot of Ice Cube's work in he was in Ray and, you know, done a lot of work with Jamie Foxx. So the cast is pretty solid. And the director, it's an indie film. It's an indie SAG film. So it was just amazing even learning from him and watching how he was able to get these particular actors to jump on board with a limited budget, you know. So but it's a great script. You guys are going to love it. And he's shooting for the month, well, the rest of the month and half of April at Coco Studios, which is right here in Atlanta, which is another like almost 60,000 square foot studio. So that's a whole nother story in itself. Pretty incredible. You think that we're limited to the Tyler Perry Studios and stuff like that, but they're actually a lot more in Atlanta. So, yeah,
very cool.
Excited. So,
who's producing it?
Steven Sticks Josie. So he is out of L.A., and we actually met in Florida when I lived there and I was doing radio and television. We started working on a documentary for NBA basketball player Vince Carter. And from there, we were like, ooh, okay, this is turning out to be pretty good. We're going to work together again and again and again. And so we kind of went our separate ways. And then he kept making his films. I kept doing my thing. And then he just reached out to me one day and he was like, we're shooting this movie. I want you to be a part of it. It's called The Hills. Here's a contract. Here's this, here's that. You know, I want you to come on. If you can handle some of the media stuff for us, actor, associate producer. So I'm like, yeah, I just want to grab everything. So I took advantage of it and added that under my belt, and it was a great experience.
Excellent.
Yeah. Well, you're listening to Business Leaders of Today with Tess Turin, your Atlanta marketing lady, and Chris Horn, your business telephone specialist. And we are speaking with Satonia from Satonia Inc. So, Satonia, tell us a little bit about Satonia Live. I know that you are looking to possibly do a show. That's one of your major initiatives for 2015.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about the concept of the show that you're trying to create.
It's the concept is to give Atlanta the inside look. And we just say Atlanta for now. We hope to grow. This could be a national show right out of Atlanta, but it's to give you an exclusive look, a behind the scenes look at everything that's coming into Atlanta, whether it's sports, whether it's theater. It just might be a lifestyle feature, the big headlines, the big news. We're just going to try to narrow that down to basically a weekly recap of the biggest headlines that came out that week, or if there's a special feature that we're working on, like the body modification, you know, we'll add special features like that as well. But of course, big entertainment city, big sports city, a lot of charity going on here, a lot of lifestyle events. So we just want to grab all of that and put them under one show and just show Atlanta an exclusive look at how it goes down and what we're doing.
Sounds like a hit.
Yeah.
So now, would the show involve any guests?
Oh, yes. Yeah. So part of it, a portion of it, certain days, it'll be like a talk show format. Certain days, it'll be a news format, kind of like a combination, a variety of genres, so to speak. So, but yeah, there will be conversations, women, men. We're gonna delve into everything. So hopefully open up a table and just invite the community in and just go for it from there. There are a lot of issues in our community alone and in our own backyards that we need to put a lot of spotlight on and a lot of focus on. Like, I know it's a very broad, and we were talking to our business manager about this the other day, with everything that we want to do is so broad, but I feel like it has to be done. Like, I even want to do a feature on the child sex exploitation here and the underground, that market, and the sex trade, you know.
There's been a lot of light on that subject lately.
Yes, and even with the young lady who disappeared the other day, they found her, thank God, but still, you never know when these kids go missing or when they're being snatched up, what the motive is. So, and I think that's one big issue of why we see so many of them leaving or turning up missing or they're gone, because I think it's just, it is big and it's right in our backyard, and I think that there needs to be more focus on that. So we'll do serious shows like that, of course, politics, elections, but of course added to sports and entertainment, just like a full variety show.
I see a couple of people in this room that could be guests on your show.
Yeah, totally. And I was just I was sitting here thinking, like, really kid, like,
there is
like,
a method to my madness.
Yes. Bringing it all together.
That's right. Bringing it all together, collaborating.
So real quick, back on The Hills.
Mm-hmm. Just, yes.
All right. Mm-hmm. So you're a producer on it too?
Yes.
Okay. So, but you also...
Actress.
Okay, because you mentioned Dr.
Yes,
Gavin.
Yeah, I play Dr. Gavin. So,
okay. How did that happen?
I'm telling you, and that's another big part of work and business. Sometimes it's just about who you know. So where, like I said, Sticks and I, well, I call him Sticks, but Steve and Josie, where we had done a project in the past together, he always remembered me. So he's one of those people that's a man of his word. So when the project started really coming in, he's like, I remember this person. I'm going to take her with me. I'll find something for you to do. But it's kind of like give and take, because he's looking at it as like, well, she's been in Atlanta for a while. She's got the media market there, so she could help me in that aspect. And then, but I want you to be in my film. And then, of course, me coming from this mentality that I have now, that as much as I can, I want to try to own a piece of everything that I do. Mm-hmm. I'm like, okay, well, how can I increase my role, or how can I add this title to it? So he was like, well, if you want to do this, if you want to do that, then I can make you an associate producer. And I'm like, let's do that.
Self-equity. So,
yes, yes, exactly, exactly.
Love it, love it.
So after you're done filming that, I understand you're part of the Atlanta, you're preparing for the Atlanta
yes,
Film Festival.
Yes, yes. So okay. Danny did a great job, an excellent job. I'm telling you, she's like my third arm. Like,
we'll have to get Danny on another show.
Yeah, definitely. And but she's, you know, she made the phone calls for us, and she's good at it. She lined everything up. And so, yes, all those emails are coming in now, where we're booking the screenings and the premieres and the interviews. And it's really exciting, because I'm over here and I'm looking at it like, you have all of these directors and their movies are about to come out and be big hits, and they're already getting all of this publicity and all the festivals and everything. But then you have these writers and these directors who are pretty much thinking like, okay, we just need you guys to come and pay attention to us. And I'm thinking, that's the easy part. But for them, it's so exciting to watch, because even though they know that they're on the verge of this breakout film, they're still just as nervous and just as excited as we are about getting the exclusive. So, yeah, so that's going down. We'll start doing interviews. Actually, a couple of screenings are this weekend. I don't know how I'm going to work all this out with filming for the Hills and everything, but a couple of screenings are this weekend, and then we start interviews next week, and then the actual film festival is the following weekend. So
you're kind of putting in Cetonia Live in with
yes,
this,
right? Exactly, exactly. Okay. And when everything comes together, you will see clips of that, of course, on the actual TV show Cetonia Live. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
So for the people that are out there listening that might want to start following you on social media,
yeah,
learn more about you,
yeah,
get involved in some of your projects, mm-hmm, please give the audience your information.
I am on Twitter at Cetonia, and that's Cetonia. Facebook, the same, Cetonia. And then on Instagram, it's Cetonia Live. So same name, just Live. And then I have a YouTube channel, Cetonia Live, that also gives you a little sneak peek of the kind of content you can expect on the actual TV show. It's just like snippets, but a lot of stuff on there that you can kind of check out and see where we're going. Also, the website, cetonia.com, will be up shortly. We're working, just wanted to be perfect. So my goal is to, once the TV show launches, that will launch at the same time, and everyone can go there. But they can also, of course, sportswiremag.com. You can get the sports there. And then my philanthropy work, my charity work, if you want to get involved with some of the things we're doing, we have a really cool program called Bags. It's by Grandparent Groceries. So we kind of cater to those grandparents who are acting as parents as well for their grandchildren, kind of curb some of those costs. And we have a really cool scholarship program that I'm excited about. So
wonderful.
Those are two of our main focuses right now with the charity. And we're just one branch. I also have my sister runs the Orlando branch. So it's the More Help Foundation. I just run the Atlanta branch, and she runs the headquarters down in Orlando.
How Good many stuff. Hours a night do you sleep?
That's my only problem, because I like have insomnia really bad. And then on top of that, I was born at night. So my usually it's like I spend the whole day getting, you know, you're at your laptop and everything, and then night hits and you think you're about to lay down and get some rest. And it's like, no, the creativity button hits and it's all starts over again. I'm lucky if I can get about four. But, you know, my body screams for eight or nine, but it's been like an average of four. Like, I'm exhausted right now, but don't tell anyone. But we won't tell anyone else.
I know. If I don't get at least 8 hours,
yeah,
you don't want to
like
be
I'm
around
no
me.
Good.
People
then,
are
yeah,
yelling at me to get 8 hours. Yeah, for real.
Yes.
What do you? I mean, how do you decompress? I mean, do you ever get a chance? Do you get away? Like, what?
Yeah. Actually, going home always helps. And then, because I'll just go to Florida. I'll go to my mom's house and just don't leave.
Turn
I'll like
phone.
Yes. And then of course spending time with my nieces and my nephews, they'll just make you forget about, they're gonna make you play
right,
one way or the other, so that helps me bring it down a little bit. And then you know, couple of traveling when I can, but that's rare. But when I can get away, if you do take a trip, like really take advantage, and you really have to make a promise to put the laptop down. I was like, it scared me a couple of weeks ago. I'd been doing so much work, my laptop kind of like blanked out on me. And I said, okay, if that's the cue, I need to, you know, slow it down a little bit. But yeah, just any way that I can, but mostly just going home, being with family, shopping a little bit, that always helps. Yeah.
Good.
Well, thanks again so much for coming out and sharing all that great information with us. And our next guest is Jamario. Jamario, thanks so much for being so patient.
Yeah. It's pronounced Jamario.
Oh, I'm sorry. You've told me that about, what, 10 times?
It's okay. It happens. You know,
yeah.
It happens.
So tell us a little bit about yourself. Obviously, you're a comedian.
Yeah.
I'm curious, how long have you been in the comedy business?
Man, I've been in the entertainment field since 83.
Since 1983. Grade. Now, is this something you always wanted to do? And the reason why I'm asking is I have a 7.5-year-old son. And about 2 years ago, he said to me, "Mom, I want to be on the big screen. I want to be an actor." And I thought that was the oddest thing, you know, for a 5-year-old to tell me he wants to be an actor.
No, it's not. It's I can't put it in words. It's if that's something is in them.
Yeah.
Then you got to allow them to have that and bless them with it, because you don't know where they're going with that.
Right.
And I come from an entertainment family, because, see, my grandfather back in the day, he owned first thing I ever heard of, a African-American man who owned a gas station, a club, and a hotel, and a restaurant back in the 40s and 50s.
Right.
And he booked a lot of acts, and James Brown was one of them.
Oh, that's cool.
So my grandfather, he was born in 1900 and he died in 1979. So I kind of run in my blood. So I've been part of that for, like, God, since I was a baby. And then I decided that I was going to go into the entertainment field. But I started in the music. I had no idea about being a comedian. I had no education on that whatsoever. One of my friends, he was a comic, and he talked me into doing it. So all my life, I did talent shows. Mm-hmm. I done concerts. I have to say, everything.
That to me would be the scariest thing I could ever imagine doing, is getting up in front of a live audience and trying to make people laugh. I mean, I that would be terrifying to me.
It's scary, but one thing you got to understand is first, you got to have God in it. Mm-hmm. Whatever you do, it got to have God, and your heart got to be into it, and you got to really believe that this is something I'm really going to do. Cause if not, it's just a waste of time.
Right.
So 30 years, I've been doing it for 30 years. Then I went on to television, did Comedy View, Def Comedy Jam, did film projects. You know, I got a chance to become a social producer on some of the films. Then produced some events. I'm doing marketing for Greenwich Mosby Makeup Academy.
That's
and
right.
PMOT.
That's PMAT. How we met.
I keep my hands on different avenues. Now I have my own radio show. Now I'm getting ready to branch out to film my stand-up comedy and then do my film. I got an opportunity. I don't know if you're familiar with Rudy Ray Moore. He was an old comedian back in the day, Dolemite.
Okay.
So now I got to working on getting the rights to doing his film. So these things, you know, it's a time period, but at the same time, I sit back and I just take my time.
So, and then I also read somewhere that you did some voiceover projects.
Yeah,
as
this
well.
Well, back in the 90s, Sony Music, when Sony was still booming, some of the rappers, you know, offered me to be part of their project, Busy Bone, Royal C. Quite a few rappers. I did some voiceover with them. Then I ended up doing more with Busy Bone for Bone Thugs and Harmony. And how that came about, I had this hook called "You Don't Know Nothing About No Jamario," and it got real popular, and it got into records. So it got so popular, everybody wanted to use it. Mm-hmm. But some of the rappers was taking it and putting it in towards negativity. I ain't want that, you know. So mm-hmm. Busy Bone called me, and I never knew him. I just knew that one record they had called Crossroad, and they asked me about, he want to use my hook in the record. I said he can use it, you know, it's cool, as long as he pay me the pay scale. So
right, as long as I get paid.
Yeah. So next thing I know, I got a phone call an hour later from his people. Say, "Hey, Busy would like for you to come and do the video and be a part of his project." And I said, "Okay, cool." So I end up working with him and Johnny J, who worked with Tupac. That was Tupac producer. So I got a chance to not only just being a comedian, but I had to spread my wings out a little more. Mm-hmm. Because when you're in this business, it's not no guarantee. Oh, yeah. It comes and goes. You know, you can open up tomorrow and later on tonight you shut down.
Oh, very challenging, I'm sure. Yeah,
so I end up doing different things. I then promote some events, did concerts, you know, and then I did stage managing for some of the artists, plays. So, you know, I keep myself busy on a lot of things.
Well, you're listening to Business Leaders of Today with Tess Turin, your Atlanta marketing lady, and Chris Horn, your business telephone specialist. And we are speaking to Jamario.
It's okay.
That's it, Tess. You're fired.
Chris, please continue for me.
It's cool.
You've been biting at the bit over there trying to ask him a question. Go for it.
I'm curious. All right. So in the house with Jamario.
Yeah.
Is that your radio show?
Yes, that was the name of my radio show. Okay. What happened was, you know, I'm over my church. Mm-hmm. And when I started my radio show, called In the House with Jamario, I decided that it was going to be a talk show. But I didn't want it just to be a talk show. I want to do something more about what's going on in the community, trying to get to the youth more than anything. Like this day and time, like right now, we in a time where you got more young people dying, getting killed under 21.
Yeah.
More than anything. I'm talking about from the police situation to drugs to everything.
Yeah.
So I wanted to capitalize on that. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to not only to help them with their life, but get them to understand who God was. So I incorporate three people from my church to be a part of that. Their background was health, another one was education, and the other one was a pastor. So I incorporate with that, and we did different topics, and it was real good.
I have to agree with you. You know, getting children involved in the community so they stay, you know, the right path.
Right.
It's so important to engage them when they're young.
You have to.
Because when they get into their teens, they're pretty much set.
Yeah.
You know, they're going down a path.
Yeah.
Whether it's the path you want them to go on or not, they are going. And it's funny because Zoran, when he invited me to the last event that I was at, there was I don't know if you had a chance to meet them, but there was a
young guy
organization. Right, called
Man of Valor.
Entrepreneur, yeah. Chamber of Commerce, and they specialize in helping young children and entrepreneurship. And I thought, wow, what a great organization that was. We need to have more organizations like that here in the Atlanta area.
Yeah, and I want to tap in a little more. I know she was talking about the sex, human trafficking.
Yeah.
I really want to get involved because I was in Memphis like 2-3 weeks ago, and I got caught up in the winter storm. Mm-hmm. And I was talking to one of your ladies who said she was trying to branch out in different areas. And she was, I was talking about Atlanta. She said, yeah, but y'all got that human trafficking. And to hear that from somebody from another city,
right?
It kind of like, huh? We got that in Atlanta? Well. And she was telling me, because she said, I got a son. I was doing my homework. And I said, oh, man, so I really want to get involved with that, because that right there, that bothers me, because I don't have any kids. I got a niece. I got godchildren. I know people with children. And it's bad enough kids are missing, but when they get taken from to go sell sex, you know, that's like, oh, man, come on. You kidding me? That's the best you can do, taking somebody's child that brought life here on this earth, and they got to suffer. And then that's not fair.
Yeah. Well, you know what? For a comedian, you're really depressing me with all these subjects.
Well, I'm sorry. I didn't think I was.
I thought I was going to be laughing today.
Well, you know, I'm coming to a business radio. You got to be low up in it.
I think that we have.
I mean, I didn't know, you know, I didn't want to come comical. I saw he was getting serious. She was getting serious. I said, well, they getting their background. Let me get my stuff together.
I think we've broken the number of times where we can say the word sex on a business radio show. So let's go ahead and
Yeah.
I ain't know you want me to be, to lose it up. I ain't.
No,
but
no, this, it's good.
No, but on a lighter note, on a lighter note, obviously you have a lot you on your resume. You've done a lot. If you could get yourself involved in any kind of projects for 2015, what would be some of the projects that you would like seeing yourself in moving forward for 2015?
I definitely want to be involved with that. That's the trafficking, human trafficking.
Here we go again.
Wait. You want to be involved with it?
No, I want to say, I want to.
To help fight the
I'm trying to fight the battle with that.
Oh, okay.
Not right. being right. No, I don't want about the ooh.
No, I mean
he trying to be a pimp.
But on a serious note, I'm with you there. I mean, I'm a you know I'm a volunteer
because it's getting ignored every day.
Yeah, well, you know, being giving back, being a volunteer. I mean, I'm a den leader for the Boy Scouts of America. Obviously, I have a 7.5-year-old, and you know, volunteering in the community, no matter what you know project mm-hmm. you're in, I think is a worthwhile venture. So I commend that for sure. But other than the volunteer work, are there any other initiatives that you have moving forward for 2015?
Yes. I got a lot going on. Like I said earlier, I've been trying to film my stand-up comedy for years, and this is the year I'm going to do it. And then I'm working on three other projects. I got this conference. Oh, this is a hot conference called, I ain't ready to release it, but I'm going to share it because we talking about business. It's called, okay. Y'all going to love this. It's my experience called, I Went Broke Trying to Be Successful. It's about you got so many people who don't know nothing about money, and they get money and don't know what to do with it.
MC Hammer,
mm-hmm. Hammer, all everybody,
anyone so, who's ever won the lottery.
Yeah. That's yeah. true.
So I'm working on that. I'm gonna do a conference and a documentary on that. Then I'm doing a couple film projects, which, you know, in God's hand, it goes well. And then the Rudy Ray Moore project, I'm really, really taking my time with that because I'm dealing with the family to, you know, get the rights and everything. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's a piece of work. It's I can't put it in word. It's step by step because you got to submit what you're going to put in the film and, you know, you got to show them this, that, and and then also, at the same time, his name got stolen. So we battling with that, getting that. Y'all doing eye
No, things? No, it was, she was trying to tell me something, and I wasn't paying attention.
Y'all need to work it on.
I know, right?
Y'all need to work it.
This is a normal thing that happens
I'm
house.
Talking to her, she wigging it.
I know, I'm sorry. Please continue.
So I'm working with that. Well, y'all too. Come on.
We can't.
This is their radio cues.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, like.
I thought she was going to throw something at me. I was like, getting out of the way.
Yeah. But I'm working on that, and it's going to take about, I'm looking at about a 2-year process to complete the project. Because it's going to take some time consuming. Because we got to do it right. You know, films, some people don't understand about films, and like hard work. It's a process. You know, you ain't got a big motion picture behind you. It takes some time, you know, to put your project together. So I'm looking at about 2 years, start to finish, to complete.
Tell me about your experience at Def Comedy Jam. I'm really curious about that.
Oh, man, I had a ball. I had a great – let me tell you something.
You got the producer jumping over here to turn the volumes down.
Let me tell you something. Let me share this with you. A lot of people don't know how Def Comedy Jam got started, but to make a long story short
– too late.
No, actually, what happened for my story on this end, it's a comedy club up in New York called Uptown Comedy, mm-hmm. and all these comedians was up there working out, and Russell Simmons was one of the guys that would go to this comedy show, and he saw all these comedians that were like, you know, they was funny, and back in them days, they didn't allow a whole lot of African-American comedian come at one time. They only allow one at a time. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that was what Richard Pryor was trying to do, and they told him, nah, we ain't going to do that. And then Eddie Murphy was trying to do this, and nah, you ain't going to do that. So Russell Simmons had a HBO a development deal that was already mm-hmm. signed. He didn't know what he was going to do with it. So he was already partnering with two of the guys from HBO, and then he was working with Sanaa Lathan's father, Stan Lathan. So he didn't know what he was going to do with it. So one night, he was sitting in the comedy club, and he was just looking. He said, you know, these guys are really funny. He said, you know, they don't even have a – if they had an outlet, they can really go somewhere. And he said, you know what? That's what I'm going to do. He said, I'm gonna create a comedy show for them. So he created this comedy show. And man, it had been like rock and roll. It just been nonstop because that's what we was looking for. And Def Comedy Jam, man, it was awesome because what Russell did, he changed the whole cycle in a way. Because back then, you know, when you did television like the Apollo, you know, they didn't pay for your travel or your hotel. You was on your own. They just put you on television. That was it. But what Russell did, he not only he put you on the show, but he got you a hotel, put you on Delta Airline, gave you some pocket money. Not only that, you know, they had a division, a management company called SLGB. They did films, they did management, they did everything. They did their own tour. So you got, if you came and rocked the house and got lucky, you know, boom, you was in there. So Def Comedy Jam did a lot.
Well, my wife just sent me a text message saying that she absolutely loves you and wants to be able to go to one of your shows one day.
Oh, she could come right now. Yeah, she come right now. We right after the radio show. Yes.
Are you doing anything right now?
Yeah, right now, because of the weather,
right?
The winter storm. Mm-hmm. That's the thing about a comedian. We don't like any artists to tell you. We don't like all that cancel. That's one of our big pet peeves. Mm-hmm. Our money and the weather. Anything happen? It becomes problems.
Right. So cold is out.
Cold. I mean, you can do cold if you a bad. You know, you can do some cold. But if you ain't doing no movie or the movie that's popping, mm-hmm. then you know that's a, you know you pushing it. But cancellation. Oh man, that's I bet. You know.
Okay, let me try this one last time.
Go ahead.
Dun 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 dun.
Jamario.
There you go.
You got it.
Woo!
You say you
got
to say it like...
Jamario, Jamario. I have to say it twice.
Yeah, you got
to
say like you need some money from me. Like you got an attitude. You got to put some feeling in it.
Jamario is Jamario. So Jamario, tell everybody out there that's listening, including Chris's wife, how to get more of you.
Email me. Because I had shut my Facebook and Twitter. I had to
what?
Shut my... I'm gonna tell you why. I don't like people to talk across on my page, arguing that don't make no sense to me. You know, I don't like that. Where my money? You supposed to get my don't be arguing on my page. That just bothered me. And then
tell
Twitter,
me about somebody that said, "Where's my money?" Your Facebook page.
I'm not gonna say nothing. And then Twitter, I had to shut my Twitter account down because I got celebrity arguing over each other. I said, you know, this ain't working out. You supposed to support each other, y'all. I had to shut it down because it was so you. Just can email me. I rather take your email and respond back.
Gotcha.
So it's
so what is that email?
Jamario is Jamario at gmail.com. That's J E M M E R I O. That's
Jamario.com was taken? We'll have to get you Jamario.com.
Yeah, that's another issue. I mean, that's another thing. You know, I got bill collectors all in my business looking for me.
You just make an email address. Bills at Jamario's.
Yeah, but they always. I have. No, let me tell you. God, my wizard. I'm not lying. I had a bill collector that saw me on Facebook. They saw me online. You know, when that green light say Jamario's online. He said, hey, what's up?
Oh, they're sneaky, aren't they?
Yeah, they said, what's up? When you going to come and pay us? I said, why are you on this page?
Bill collectors hitting you up on Facebook Messenger.
Man.
That's one of the reasons I shut it down. That's the reason.
That is somebody who is really
that is hilarious
into technology for getting their money.
All right, buddy.
All right, Tess, it's all
one
you.
One more time. Give us that email address one more time.
Jamario is Jamario at gmail.com. It's spelled J-E-M-M-E-R-I-O.
Wonderful. Thanks so much. It really was. It was a hoot. So, Zoran, Zoran, tell everybody your information one more time. And thanks so much for coming on.
Oh, absolutely. Thanks for the invite. And it's been great. Jamario. Oh man, you are funny.
We got to get him okay. on. We got to get him stand up on one of your next events.
Yeah, or something.
You know what? I was just telling him. I was enjoying the event. I love their event because that right there, that's a whole nother avenue where you can say, wow, you know, I can really, if I was on stage, I could do this and do that. Mm-hmm. I could go this direction. It's that right there. That's a gold mine what they got. I love it.
Thank you.
I hope I get. I hope I get an award. I want mine.
You won one today.
Yeah. Yeah.
Definitely.
Sure. Oh my goodness.
So Zeron, one more time out there for the people that are out there that want some information about that magazine you have and some of your events.
Yes, you can actually access it on atlbusinessjournal.com. And you can also send me an email at zturlington, like Burlington Coat Factory, but with a T, at atlbusinessjournal.com.
Perfect. It was a pleasure. And Satonia, your information one more time for everybody?
Yes. Following in those email steps, you can email me at satonia@satonia.com. So again, that's S-Y-T-O-N-N-I-A. And yeah, you're hilarious. Jamario. He's hilarious.
Yeah. You guys give these names and just get to these.
The first time I met him, I said, you are a character.
Yes.
That was the first words out of my mouth.
I mean, if you hear they name,
I'm not lying.
Antonio. I'm like, oh, this is like a brand product.
Yes, brandy.
I love it. Like yeah, soap so. And lotion.
Smells good, huh?
No, I love it.
No, but yeah, or you know, so Satonia@satonia.com. You can email me there. You know, look for us if you want to get involved with the charity. Morehelpatl.org. Sportswiremag.com. And what else? Satonia Live coming under satonia.com.
Perfect.
And hopefully look out for us on the CW. I'm going to stay on top.
Oh, y'all going to be on CW. I believe
I'm that. Claiming it.
I'm just going to go right over there to CW. To see Santonia.
So for the listeners out there, if you missed any part of our show or you would like to be a guest on one of our upcoming shows, you can check us out on YouTube or businessleaders.businessradiox.com. I'm Tess Turin, your Atlanta marketing lady.
And I am Chris Horn, your business telephone specialist.
You fell asleep
over there,
Chris?
You gave me that cue again. It was that cue.
Oh, goodness gracious. So thanks, everybody, for tuning in, and have a great weekend.
Mike, push the button.